60 Minutes commercial free US 99. Hi, Brett Young.
How are we doing?
How are you, pal? Welcome home to Chicago.
Thank you. I'm good, man. Life is good. No complaints here.
We were talking about you last week in the way that we love someone. We're also like, come on, man. Come on. Okay. So things are finally opening up and we're just trying to get through lunchtime. We're trying to get through the day doing one good thing. And over here we got Brett Young. Not only with the new song we love and the new album, but hey, oh, I'm publishing a book as well. Can you just stop being so cool?
Well, I can't.
We're just trying to do one thing good, and you got like nine things going on. We had a long morning discussion about this, Brett.
I was very productive during COVID. I'm not going to lie.
Apparently, I made a record.
I made a baby. this is a busy COVID for me.
Uh-huh. And now that you're opening up, of course, you have to name the album Weekends Look a Little Different These Days. Totally 2021.
I mean, they couldn't look more different. I used to be watching sports at a bar in downtown Nashville with my buddies, and now I'm holding a one-year-old drinking a bottle. So life has changed quite a bit.
Have you had a realization like I have in the last, let's say, month, two, 3 months, where you're watching a baseball game or the NBA finals and thinking, do you remember a year ago when there were zero sports?
I think about that all the time. I also think about the bubble, the NBA bubble, where they like had fake fans on screens on the sideline, and it feels like a million years ago. But what a weird thing.
It does. It feels like so long ago. But we also had a conversation where we said, I hope that we don't forget all that we've gone through to get to where we are now here today.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And it is one of those things that feels like forever ago and feels like just yesterday all at the same time. I don't remember a day when I didn't have a mask hanging somewhere in my car, you know,
like,
but at the same time, I almost completely forget having to rush and buy 17 plane tickets to get the band and crew back from the UK before Trump shut everything down. It's just like, it's the most bizarre thing.
And so now, instead of the mask hanging from your mirror on your truck, you've got a whole extra pack of diapers on the passenger seat for emergencies.
The diaper collection at my house is almost as real as the amount of pink in my house.
Do you see, this is also a dad life moment, because I've got a teenager and 11-year-old. Everybody has their preference. What is your diaper brand of choice? We wear Pampers all day, every day.
That's a good question. It's changed a bunch because we our daughter's very sensitive skin, and so we were trying to do the like all natural, unscented, like supposed to be like the best for them, but she had an allergic reaction. So I think we're actually on Pampers Pure.
Okay. And it's working, right? You find what works and you keep it.
Absolutely. And she's, my daughter is definitely my child because she's humongous and she's growing so fast. And so it's like learning about what the different sizes are and when she's supposed to transition. And I know way too much about diapers.
You're supposed to. That means you're a good dad. All right. The most extravagant purchase Brett has made in the last however many months. He'll tell you after he sings this one for us. New music first, not yet. US 99. Brett Young, new music first, not yet. We're doing 60 Minutes commercial-free US 99 right now. Brett's on the phone. Another dad life question. The most extravagant purchase for the new baby in the house, the kids, what did you buy recently?
That's a good question. I don't think that I've ever done like one item that was over the top. I think it's just the frequency at which I'm buying things on Amazon. I just, the other day, I just had to get her Baby Shark finger puppets, and those came in the mail yesterday, and I just can't stop getting little. The toys in our house are overflowing out the door.
That is our you try to learn something new every day moment. Never heard about those finger puppets before. We're going to go Google that now after the conversation.
You got to do it.
Brett Young, what is on your July 4th holiday menu that your friends are looking forward to coming over and having you make them?
Ooh, I've turned into quite the grill master, so probably going to have to be my famous barbecue chicken.
Okay. I love that you're bragging on yourself after I gave you grief about the new album, the tour, you wrote a new kids book, and oh yeah, by the way, Drew, I'm also a grill master.
Well, you know, when your wife is pregnant, you do find yourself looking for things that you can do to help.
Yes.
And I kind of started doing a lot of cooking for us just to feel useful.
Yes.
And that turned into me going from like terrifying in front of a grill, probably going to blow something up, to pretty good with barbecue chicken.
Brett Young, the artist or the band you are loving today, this week, this month, not Brett Young.
Having quite the love affair with JP Sachs lately.
Well, you have so many good things happening. The song, Not Yet, where you do the falsetto. The falsetto gets me every time, Brett, in the chorus. Every time.
It was such a ridiculous decision to put that all over that song because now it's a signal that I've got to do it every time.
You got to do it every time. You got to get your vocal practice challenge up, Brett. You know, you did it to yourself.
That's exactly right. And I even thought about it when we were making that record.
Yep.
This could be one of your singles, and then you're going to have to sing it every single night.
Every time.
And careful what you ask for.
The new album, Weekends, look a little different these days. The Weekends tour, the book, Love You, Little Lady. You're mastering a lot of things, and we're kind of angry, jealous at you, but we still love you, okay?
As long as there's still love, you can be angry. I'll allow it.
Thanks for checking in this morning. Have a great holiday weekend, Brett.
Thanks so much. You do the same. Appreciate you.